Yeah, we're going to start off with some football. The Sour Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta has full belief they can turn their League Cup semi-final around despite a 2-0 first leg defeat to Newcastle. Alexander Isak and Anthony Gordon on the score sheet for the Magpies in North London. Arteta says his team not clinical enough on the night, with them missing a number of good chances in front of goal.
That was the biggest difference in the game, because from any other aspect, probably we're the better team. But this is about scoring goals. They managed with the chances that they had and very deflected goals to score two goals. So credit to them, because they managed to win the game like this.
Yeah, he also has, by the way, complained about the ball they used yesterday, saying it was very hard for Arsenal players. I'm going to quote him. We kicked a lot of balls over the bar, and it's tricky that these balls fly a lot. It's very different to a Premier League ball, and you have to adapt to that. It flies different. The other team, Newcastle, scored two goals with the same ball, so we'll leave that at that. Now, the return tie between Arsenal and Newcastle is at St. James's Park next month. The other semi-final tonight, Liverpool against Spurs. Now, good news for Spurs ahead of the tie. Son Heung-min has signed a contract extension to June 2026. Son, of course, the fourth highest scorer of all time with Spurs, with 169 goals in 431 appearances. He moved to the Premier League from Bayer Leverkusen almost 10 years ago, and Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou is hoping that his captain, Son, can end his Spurs career with a trophy.
He's already had an outstanding career at this football club. He's played a big role in sort of the last 10 years. Made an impact at the club, made an impact in the Premier League. Great to extend his stay, and the kind of aim and the ambition is to make sure he finishes his Tottenham career with some silverware.
Yeah, Proteas captain Tim Bavuma says there is something special brewing in the Test team. Now, South Africa defeating Pakistan by 10 wickets to win the second test at Newlands in Cape Town, and they took the series 2-0. This is the Proteas' seventh straight test victory. Next up for South Africa in terms of a big fish, it will be the World Test Championship final. It's happening against Australia in Lords, and they topped, of course, the table for the tour cycle. Despite all of that, Bavuma says we must expect a lot more from his team.
We're still on a journey as a team. I don't think we are close to us playing at 100%. And I guess it'll be scary when we are kind of firing in all cylinders. But I think we've got 15 guys there that want to win. We've got 15 guys that want to be the man for the occasion, for the team, for the country. And I think those two factors is what has carried out throughout the season.
Yeah, for the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.